Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Egan Brockhoff, the Veterinary Counsel with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brockhoff.
Thanks for having me on today, Bruce.
You are a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Truck Wash and Biosecurity Project Advisory Group, representing the Canadian Pork Council. First of all, what is the Swine Innovation Pork Truck Wash and Biosecurity Project all about, and what is the Canadian Pork Council's interest in that effort?
Yeah, Swine Innovation Pork really is the research side of the Canadian pork industry. It funds projects that are important to pork producers and the pork sector. So the Truck Wash and Truck Biosecurity Project was really established a number of years ago to find ways to enhance biosecurity, the truck wash model, decontamination of trucks, and reducing risk of cross-border movement of disease in the face of PED virus. And so the project is really focusing on finding ways to reduce risk, make things simpler for producers, and also lower costs. So just becoming more productive and effective.
What originally prompted this increased focus on transport biosecurity? How has the importance of that focus actually changed or evolved? And what are the broader implications of this work?
Yeah, a lot of this research really stems from work done earlier in the United States by Dr. Scott B. on the movement of PERS virus through transports and transports that weren't being washed properly. That really took hold and really resonated with pork producers and veterinarians across Canada and transporters. And then, of course, with the introduction of PED virus into North America in 2013, it became absolutely critical that we continue to move forward in understanding, you know, how to decontaminate trailers, better way to monitor and track trailers, and really better ways to reduce the risk to a farm. And so through those PED, critical times in PED, a number of things came out, and certain things like, you know, access to high quality truck washes, access to thermal assist drying, and then eventually baking, all became part of the conversation. And then ultimately things like trailer traceability, the ability to monitor trailers and see where they're going, the ability to wash them effectively while you're knowing where they're going, all became part of this larger circle to put everything together.
How is the risk of exposure to disease changing, and what are the key factors that are driving those changes?
I mean, there's no question that our understanding of the risk factors that move disease around the country, across continents, has grown and grown and grown. And transport, you know, transports of all kinds, whether we're transporting feedstuffs, whether we're transporting livestock or materials or barn supplies or just people, transports present a risk to disease introduction into barns. And so, understanding those risks is critical. Continuing to work to find simple, effective ways to mitigate those risks is critical. Because if things are too complex, too difficult, too cumbersome, you know, producers are not going to want to do them. Transporters are not going to want to do them. And so we've got to really find simple, effective ways to reduce those risks.
What diseases are of the most concern at this point, and why?
Well, certainly, I think the two diseases that are on people's minds oftentimes with transports are PERS virus and PED virus. And certainly we've seen, you know, we all know that PERS virus continues to be one of the most devastating viruses in the world. We've seen the massive impact of PED virus on the North American and global pork sector, you know, and we know that transports play a significant role in that virus. More recently, Seneca A virus has been moving more and more within North America. And so, you know, the need to understand how these viruses move are a risk. When we think about international things, we've got African swine fever banging at the doors of the world as that virus continues to spread throughout Eastern Europe and Southeast Asia. And so understanding international transport and international movement of containers and different products all fit into this transport mosaic and reducing risk around transport.
What does the future hold for the importance of biosecurity in transport and why?
Yeah, I mean, biosecurity and transport is going to be critical to our future in terms of maintaining markets. You know, so you hear lots of conversation nowadays amongst the veterinarian and the industry sector on compartmentalization and zoning. You know, we want the capacity to zone and respond to diseases quickly. You know, one of the hallmarks of being able to successfully do that is to have an effective biosecurity system, but an effective system that we can also measure, monitor, and report on. And so, you know, biosecurity is going to continue to be critical for market access, maintaining market access in the face of disease, preventing disease introduction, and then responding to disease if they ever do come. And so, you know, the days of just sort of thinking about biosecurity on a very basic level, you know, those days are now behind us. We've really got to think about how we can continue to advance the conversation and advance the implementation to protect the markets for today and to continue to protect markets for the future.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think it's just important that, you know, we continue to see organizations like Swine Innovation Pork fund projects of a diverse nature that really, you know, have the long-term goal of protecting the sector, protecting farms and family farms, and really working collectively to protect the Canadian economy, because, you know, disease costs and foreign animal disease costs hundreds of millions, and we just can't afford to see that impact.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Egan Brockoff, the Veterinary Counsel with the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.